You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ellen Gillen smuggles a gun into a Florida hospital where her husband's getting treatment. Gillen shoots her terminally ill husband once, killing him, and barricades herself in his room. Cops finally use a flashbang and taser to get her to drop the gun.
Nancy's 77-year-old Jerry Gillen had to be hospitalized for his condition. While still verbal, Gillen asked his wife to end things if his illness worsened, and they decided she would kill him. After the shooting, the hospital went into lockdown, but authorities do not believe Gillen was a threat to anyone else in the building.
Gillen now charged with murder. School principal Jason Kennedy busted a second time over accusations of sex activity with a minor. School secretary Brittany Branham also charged. Branham reportedly lived in a home with Kennedy and his wife. A female student reports spending the night at the home, sleeping in Branham's room. Victim says Kennedy would come into the bedroom and talk about sex. The girl says school secretary Branham encouraged her to let principal Jason Kennedy touch her.
The victim describes Kennedy and Branham purchasing lingerie for her and both Kennedy and Branham masturbating in front of her while at the home on more than one occasion, then adjusting their clothes and going back to normal conversation like nothing happened. Police say this victim is not Kennedy's first. Three previous students have also alleged Kennedy solicited them, leading to additional charges for the principal.
Kennedy, 47, indicted on 12 counts of sex activity with a minor, now the secretary Branham facing solicitation of a minor. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Vermont State Police have arrested four people in connection with a fatal shooting in St. Johnsbury last month. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
49-year-old Israel Jimenez Lugo was shot and killed at an apartment home where he lived. The four suspects arrested were allegedly involved with buying and selling illegal drugs and were planning to rob Jimenez Lugo. During the robbery, Rafael Rodriguez shot Lugo. Rodriguez is facing a charge of first-degree murder as well as other charges.
Three other suspects are facing charges of aiding in the commission of first-degree murder, aiding in the commission of assault and robbery, and burglary in an occupied dwelling. Administrators at the Virginia school where a first grader shot his teacher earlier this month learned the child may have had a weapon in his possession before the shooting, but did not find the 9mm handgun he brought to school despite searching his bag. Police say they were not told about the tip before the shooting occurred. A spokesperson for the Newport News Police Department says that sometime after the shooting, police learned through their investigation that a school employee was notified of a possible gun at Rich Neck Elementary School before the January 6th shooting. The student's backpack was searched after school officials received the tip, but the gun wasn't found before the shooting. An Ohio judge has set a $5 million bond for a man accused of having shot and killed his father, sister, and nephew, as well as another man and critically wounding an 8-year-old girl in a Cleveland home last week. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Cleveland Municipal Judge Charles Patton set the bond for 41-year-old Martin Munoz, who pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder and felony assault charges. Cleveland police alleged that Munoz shot each of the victims in the head in a different room in the Brooklyn Center neighborhood home, a few miles southwest of downtown.
Police also alleged that the defendant flagged down a police cruiser and directed officers to the home, where two adults and a juvenile were pronounced dead at the scene. A Russian national who founded a cryptocurrency exchange that the Justice Department says became a haven for the proceeds of criminal activity has been arrested. Anatoly Legodimov, who lives in China, was arrested in Miami and was due in court on a charge of conducting an unlicensed money transmitting business. Prosecutors allege that Legodimov's cryptocurrency exchange, Bitslotto, of which he served as majority owner, did not implement required anti-money laundering safeguards and required only minimum identification from its users, even permitting them to supply information belonging to strawman registrants, people serving as covers for the users. The company, registered in Hong Kong, was founded in 2016 and operates globally.
Elizabeth Sherlock Mason begs her boyfriend to go to a strip club for a fun night out. Okay. The boyfriend agrees, but suggests dinner first. Sherlock Mason drinks heavily during the meal, and the boyfriend suggests they just go home. But she wants to stay out, so she strangles the man and kicks him in the groin. Florida cops arrest a drunken Sherlock Mason for battery on a senior citizen. That's right, he's 69. Why didn't she just settle for dinner? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.